Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Do you hear it? The season of horror is upon us, a time of year where specters lurk around every corner, and your deepest fear... Hang on, someone's gesturing through the window. Your deepest fears beckon... What do you mean it's over? The season of horror just began like 31 days ago. Oh, right, your puny Earth months. Well, do you hear it? The season, between feeling scared and feeling joyful. The void we all call November. Oh, who am I kidding? November isn't interesting. It's seasonal affective disorder with a big meal in the middle of Act 3. Well, let's just get through it. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Test 1, 2. Hello from the Magic Tavern, season 4, episode. Blah, 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 blah. All right, I think the mic check is done. All right, now I'll go get a drink before the episode starts.
Yes, test. loosen the screws of the chair. test.
Many chance among us, many chance among us.
Okay, and... Oh, God. My chair broke. That's embarrassing. Luckily, no one saw that.
Hey,
me.
Arnie, sorry, I saw the whole thing. I was just walking up to the table for our recording. I guess I could have ran and slid under you, but I would have been squished. Are you okay, buddy?
Look, first of all, we've been over this. Don't run and slide under me.
Why not?
I just don't like it.
It feels good.
Ani, fear not. I was across the tavern with this crystal ball, and I captured every moment of you falling from that broken chair. And now I can show it to everyone in this crystal ball.
Why is it playing like a sort of the boomerang GIF thing? Like, if you're just going, falling, getting up, falling, getting up, falling, getting up.
Arnie, that's what you do. You fall and you get up. Hey, listen, also, I saw two little... creeps talking into the microphone before you sat down. And also, on my way over here, I seemingly passed a woman who kind of looked like me, but she was wearing a black and white bikini with green hair and a lot of lipstick.
Like a weird sexy version of me?
Like a weird, scary, sexy chunt?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was scary. I guess I was, yeah, I was frighteningly sexy.
Well, now maybe were the feelings that I brought up for you, were those scary?
I guess so as well. But she had big lips. Beautiful long green hair.
Lips, okay. I wasn't sure where that sentence was going.
She had big, fat, juicy, big old plump knocking lips. Just, you know how lips knock around?
Yeah, mommy lippers.
Was there an erudite one?
Boy, let me check. Grabs dictionary off the shelf. Flips to ease. Eradicate. Erosion. Huh.
Imagine how much faster this would go if he didn't tell us what he was doing.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Was there one that sounded like Tony Randall?
Oh, yeah.
Also, that dictionary does not have enough words in it. Eradicate and then erosion? Okay.
Arnie, it's Dictionary for Dummies. If you have a test and you had to study the dictionary, it's a slimmed down version. It gives you the gist of it. Who needs every word?
Wait, let me see this dictionary.
Okay.
Dummies. Drama. Come on, that's not even,
it's not even an order. Wait, no,
dummies
order.
Was before drama?
That wasn't even an order.
Wait, give me this. That was definitely the book, not me.
Don't worry, Arnie. I also caught that in the crystal ball.
Shit. Well, everyone keep an eye out for either those little rapscallions who were using your equipment or that sexy version of me.
Yeah, I think we got a chunk of chunts.
Yeah, what is a group of me called?
I believe canonically it's a chunk of chunts.
That can't be right. Well, it's a murder of crows. It's a pot of whales. A chunk of chunts. All right.
Well, Arnie, I just was wanting to check in. Wait, did you do the intro to the show yet?
Oh, shit. Whew. Okay. It's all right. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, hello, okay.
Wait, Arnie, no, that's the wrong Chunt.
Arnie, do you see her? Do you see her?
Oh, so I scary. See her too. But sexy. But sexy.
But sexy, thank you. Why don't you come up down and see me lips, mammy milky?
Oh, why don't you come up down and see me lips? Is that what she said?
Get out of here. Look at her walk away.
She's sexy but confused.
Oh, man. Something about her.
Yeah, I'm also joined by my other co-host. He's a ghost, Usidore the Wizard.
I was Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fianyalik, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstangjis, and I was known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. But now that I have completed my true purpose, I am not but a spirit in this world. Oh, and someday I shall return to the realms of Ephesius, where the goddesses shall bless me once again, and not a single secret name shall you learn.
Secret. Oh, damn. Almost got it.
Are you looking at that dictionary again?
Yeah, I was looking at the
dictionary.
Here,
give it to me.
Well, there's a word in there, secret, and I was going to say anytime user says secret names, I was going to say secret, just for like a fun little prank.
That's fun. That is fun. Let's see. It says secret, secret, stunned, and then it starts the tease. This sucks.
I mean, how many words starting with each letter do you really need?
That's a good point.
Me need only 3.
Well, Arnie, now that we've gotten through the introductions, I wanted to check in with you and see. You're the greatest warrior in Foon now. Have you been challenged this week? Have you been fighting great battles?
Luckily, I have not been challenged this week, so that's great. I did get interviewed by the town crier, who just wanted to sort of, like, catch up on what I think it was like a puff piece on, like, a Foon's greatest warrior.
But I'm one of the greatest wizards who's ever lived. I defeated the Dark Lord, and I've been alive for over 350 years until my recent passing, which, Arnie, just as a reminder, I'm not really dead. I'm just pretending to be dead.
Look, Usidore, in the hero game, it's just good to just not be jealous. It's important to really be happy when good things happen for the other heroes you know.
You don't need to condescend to me. I know what condescension is. I know when I'm being condescended to, and I don't need to be condescended to right now.
Stop pointing to the dictionary.
Condensation, condescending, conundrum. Huh. Those are the 3 for C's.
Usidore, don't worry. I talked to the town crier. I mentioned you in the story he's going to be yelling to people in the town square. I said that I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and you're kind of like my force ghost. He didn't seem to understand what that meant. I explained that you're kind of a mentor who died, and you're still around, and your main purpose is to whisper instructions to me.
What the hell does any of that mean?
Oh, this is embarrassing. Arnie, hey, I'm trying to keep my voice low so no one hears me, but looks like when you fell out of your chair real, real hard and I didn't slide under you to save you,
Which, again, don't do that.
Hold on. I'm still mad at Arnie. I don't want you to pull up another chair. I want you to take yourself, put on your shoe, and get the hell out of this bar.
That's what I was going to say. It looked like your shoe flew off when you fell.
Yeah,
what?
Put your shoe back on and get the hell out of here.
Well, this is not my shoe. This Arnie, shoe is not big enough for my big
strong idiot. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The shoe.
What?
I had no idea that I was sitting in the shadows of the greatest heroes in all of the realm. Oh, I must turn away. I do not deserve to gaze at such just beauty of courage and mystique and adventure.
Okay, so this guy's either being sarcastic or he's a fucking simp.
Lo, yay, good Sir Shu. Know that though we may be the greatest heroes at Foon, that we are of the common folk, so please join us at the table if you are sentient and capable of speech.
Me? A mere floor stomper? Just nothing but loose laces? I can't even bound them together to look like a professional footwear being. I take your invitation and I will sit with you.
Oh, wonderful.
And I will tell everyone of the kindness that you decided to give me, even though I was not worthy.
Does he think that shoes stop the floor from floating away or something? Why does he think he's a floor stopper?
Why? What do you think?
Arnie, loose laces sink faces.
Oh, oof. I want to sink my face.
Here's a seat right here, good Sir Shu. Do you have a name?
I'm sorry, hold on, before I hop up there. Stay. Stay, Earth, stay. Okay, you'll get a treat. Okay. All right, thank you so much. I, you know, a lot of people don't talk to me. So for you to be such great warriors, to not only not run in fear and confusion away from me, but to show me such good-heartedness, I give you a million thank yous.
Oh, man. I mean, that's not even what makes a good warrior. I think we're just being semi-decent people. It sounds like people are pretty rude to you.
Yeah.
The humbleness never stops with you!
Well, you're here amongst us now, so please feel welcome and know that I am Usador. This is my friend Chunt, and this is my other friend Arnie.
Oh, I know all of you. You are all the town shouters are shouting about these days.
Oh. Hey, well, a humble shoe. Is there some name we should call you by, like Elizabeth or Andrew?
I like Elizabeth.
Hmm.
Yes.
Elizabeth, I in all my great travels all across Foon, I've ne'er met a sentient shoe, and I've met many fantastic and wonderful creatures. Can I get you a drink from the bar? Are you capable of imbibing a beer?
Drink. That's something I haven't had for a long time. I would love a drink. Oh, I don't have any sort of currency. Can I get you back?
Oh, there's no need. It is our gift to you. Actually, it's the only payment you're going to get for being on the podcast. Arnie, what would you like to drink?
Oh, gosh. You know, a big, strong hero could probably use some red potion.
Shut up.
Oh, get that for me, too. I want whatever he has.
I'll get a red potion for Elizabeth. Arnie, what do you want? You know you can't have red potion.
Oh, you know what? I'll have a mead.
A mead. Chunt?
Bubble wine.
Bubble wine. Ooh, fun. I'll be right back.
Shu, now you said you don't have any currency, but earlier you told the Earth if it stayed put, you'd give it a treat. What kind of treats do you give the Earth?
Oh, I find all sorts of things inside my soul these days. Gravel, insects, various valuable feces.
Chicken soup.
It's a lot of chicken soup.
Very introspective. You said various valuable feces?
Yes, all ranges. Some feces, it's very rare, some even more rare. Yeah. You know, a lot of it petrified, some of it not so much. Mm-hmm. Kind of
scared shitless.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So your feces range goes from rare to very rare. There's not...
Yes, there's no... It's pretty much those two. I mean, can I tell you my secret?
Sure, please. I want to hear your shit secret.
When I'm kind of hurting on money, I'll take the rare ones and throw a bunch away so they're more rare.
That is so smart.
All right, here.
Smart shit.
It's called fixing the market.
Here's everyone's drinks. Ani, you had a mead, Chunt bubble wine, a red potion for Elizabeth, and I, tonight I've decided to mix it up, and I'm going to have some common feces.
Oh. It's so good, isn't it? And it makes you feel better. I never feel more clean than I have a bunch of hot, fresh feces inside of me.
It's a little thick to drink, but not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like a milkshake.
That's sort of my pitch. It's not bad. Listen. Yeah. I'm not doing well.
What? Okay?
I speak a big game, but to be honest, my rare feces are the market has shifted away. It's a lot of pee stuff now people are into. Nobody's into the feces anymore. I don't know. And I'll be honest, I went in hard. Oh. I went in real hard. I got it in bulk.
Yeah.
A lot in bulk. And I cannot move it.
Oh no. You should have been more liquid.
Yes. That would have been the smart thing. Where were you an eon ago?
An eon ago? How old are you, Shu? I mean, Elizabeth.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, the story of my age is one as old as time.
Oh, that means you're very old.
Very
old. The story of your age is as old as time.
Yeah. When time started, that's when they started telling my story.
Oh, my goodness.
And Elizabeth, I don't mean to be rude. If you've existed for so long, were you always a solo shoe, or were you a pair?
Yeah.
I was once a pair at a time even further from the past, one known as the future. Yes, I was in love. I had a kingdom that I ruled. People respected me. They knew my name. They would give me cool handshakes.
Oh, I love cool handshakes.
Super cool. Like I'd like one with everybody.
Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah, different. It was great. Well, after eons, you get a lot of time to work on these things. But I have an amazing tale of how I was turned into a shoe. If you have the time.
Arnie, do we have the time?
Oh,
do
we? We do have the time, but can it wait until after this break?
That would actually give me a minute to try to remember how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been eons. We could take a quick break and then tell the story. I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you're working on eon time, this break is going to feel like nothing.
What's this written on the side of Elizabeth? All day I dream about sex.
Is that what that says? It hurts my neck when I try to see it.
So, Elizabeth, what were you before you were a shoe?
Well, time in the future is much like now, but everything is up higher. Otherwise, it's about the same.
Sure.
When you say up higher, does that include the ground that you usually keep stomped down, or did things lift up off of the ground?
It's all off the ground. It's all just really high.
Whoa.
I don't know if the ground's getting lower or we're getting higher.
Oh,
it just seems to be. We just try to escape Foon in this entire universe.
Are people ladders?
Most are. The evolution turns them into ladders.
That makes sense.
Don't even know where their feet touch. People are scared of what would happen if their feet would touch the ground. In fact, there's nothing more lowly, disgusting, that would make your diarrhea curl than touching the surface of the land.
I don't want your
diarrhea to curl, because then it gets right back at you, man.
You can't sell it.
That might explain why Elizabeth keeps trying to push the earth down.
Stay! Stay! Good.
Keep it at bay, even. Wow.
So there was a time you were a ladder?
I was a prince.
Oh, you were a prince. Ooh. Okay, yeah.
Sorry to bury the lead there.
Now, as I understand, you were a prince in the future when these things have lifted up toward the sky. Mm-hmm. And I'm incredibly impressed by this because I only know of one other person who's ever come from the future, and that's our friend Can the Wizard.
Yeah, he's a very cool wizard.
No, he sucks shit, but he's lived through time so many times, and he's never mentioned this time where things lift up in the sky. Please tell us about this kingdom in the sky.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's lived as long as you say, then, you know, what is eons for us could be geons for him.
Never even heard of a geon. Geon. Give me that dictionary. Yeah, it's not in here. It must be a word from the future.
It is.
Geode. I know what a geode is.
They've got geode and they've got go.
and then the letter G.
And then it's Nat Geo, which is like, you're skipping a lot of letters.
That should not be under G at all.
Well, Nat, G-N-A-T.
Oh, yeah.
You, sir, you need to learn how to fucking spell, my dude. Sorry, my prince, or a prince, will continue.
So I was writing down, invent library.
Well, hold on.
We've got those. We've got those. You don't need to invent.
Hold on real quick. Sorry, hold on. We have libraries. I mean, Usur famously is from the library in the Great Halls of Tarakas. And I think if you know the word already, you're not inventing it. So that's how I kind of live my life, is like, if I'm like, Chunt, invent trees, I stop and I go, wait a minute, how do I know what trees are? Oh, they're already there.
Note to self, invent inventing.
Ooh. These are all good ideas. Could I steal them?
Well, I mean, if you're living through time in a different order than we are, perhaps you did invent libraries already in the future, and then it came around to be the past.
Oh, fuck. I'm being so rude. Thank you for libraries, sir.
Well, I to be fair, I wasn't... let me finish writing what I was writing.
Sorry.
Invent libraries, that it's just dictionary libraries.
Oh.
They seem to be short on words in the dictionary. Maybe if you get a bunch of dictionaries, you get more words. And this feather's out of it.
Oh my gosh, I think he's inventing encyclopedias. Oh.
Always let people finish writing. I feel like I cut people off too soon, and then they're like, wait, and then it all makes sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chunt, and you're right. That will eventually have a more succinct name, the library full of dictionaries where you get a bunch of dictionaries together and know that, you know, you'll find all the words that way. You could call it something like Dictionary.
Dictionary. Well, there's already a bear I know with that name.
Oh, you know a bear?
Well, his name is Dick Sherberry.
Oh, you're not talking about Richard Jaberry?
No, Dick Sherberry. He's a very confident bear.
A little too confident if his lineage is any representation of his ancestors. For a descendant of his is why I actually have this shape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, you think they're dicks now in your time. Oh, in the future... His ancestors just think they can drive around wherever they just drive the wagon. They don't use their wagon turn signal or nothing. Anyway, I was on a road and he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he said, get out of my way. And I said, not only do I have the right of way, but I am prince of the universe. I'm prince of kings. King of the Prince Kings.
Prince of Kings, King of the Prince Kings. That's catchy.
Yes, Dad. I had a little song group. We did a lot of stuff. We did like theater stuff. Oh. But it was, you know, because you get, I tell you what, when you're prince, it's not a lot to do. So you wind up like making the most of your time. Sure. Okay, anyway, he gets so mad at me. He goes, that's it. I cast you into a shoe. And then he turned me into a shoe. And said, you will forever be a shoe until you get the most perfect woman to kiss you and turn you back into your form. And I go, what do you mean forever? A lot of time has already happened. In fact, most time's already done. And then his co-writer, the guy who was riding shotgun, he goes, well, I'll send you to the beginning of time, so it will be for all of time. I should have shut up. But that's what happened.
Yeah. Also, so the most perfect woman, that seems pretty subjective.
I know. Boy, I tell you what, I've had a lot to think about. I don't know what angle it is. I don't know if it's like the best mother, you know, or like, who's like a, you know, just kind of a wild cat in the tree. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Wildcat or
who,
tree.
Or who is perfect to you as opposed to who's perfect to the descendant of Dickshire. What was his name?
Dickberry?
Dickshire Bear.
Dickshire Bear. Yes, his descendant. How do you... Oh, this is an amazing story, Your Majesty, and I must proclaim, I am in need of a new quest, and if you want me to find the perfect woman, I am happy to take this quest on, Your Majesty.
Well, to be honest, I was kind of sneaking around behind you because I heard rumor that you would be here, and well, the stories of your heroism is really inspired me to hope that maybe you would take on this task for just a little old shoe like me.
And fear not, for I am not alone. I am joined by the scallywag, the wonderful, brilliant wit of none other than Chunt, the perfect warrior to have by your side with his powerful warhammer. And then... Also, this man has recently become the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
I'm a big, tough guy.
He's a big, tough guy.
And I'm a badger with a metal fox helmet. Clank, clank.
Oh, how I love to watch the children dress up as you and perform your adventures and battles, pretending, fighting over who gets to be who, and then killing... Like, did they really kill other kids? That's where it gets a little weird, because it's like...
The pretend has been getting out of control in town, I've heard.
Right, yeah. I don't... The kids, they'd go too far. I don't know. I mean, I'm getting old, but...
Prince Elizabeth, I just realized you may be able to give us important information from the future. Do people still sing the songs of Arni and Chunt and Usador in the far-off future that you come from?
Not only do they still sing them, they're pumped through mechanisms three times a day. And everybody stops all of their troubles. It stops all pain and suffering and awkward conversations. And, you know, you get to leave work for a couple minutes and everyone just gets to bask in the harmony of your melody.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, that's the dream.
I knew we would be the greatest heroes of all time. Yeah. Prince Elizabeth, I swear this unto you, Usador shall not rest till he has found a way to find the perfect woman for you so that you may take human form. Well, I assume you're human. Were you human?
Oh, yes, I was a human. I was a frog at one point.
Oh, okay. You've been transformed before.
Yeah. But like the first time, it was like a good one. It was like an upgrade.
Started as a frog.
Started as a frog. Tricked this moron. It was like into. I tricked this magician into kissing me and turning me into a prince. Okay. I mean, that is a whole other thing. That would take another ethical.
I don't know what part of that I like less, but yeah.
Well, when you think about it, if a frog tricks a magician, like the frog is definitely the
magician has all the power.
Yeah, the magician has all the power in that.
That is true.
And magicians are weird.
How dare you?
No, not wizards. Magicians.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. This was a straight up magician. I mean, no spells, all tricks.
Oh, good.
Except for the ability to turn you into a human.
I still think it's a trick.
I guess I don't know.
I still think that I'm still waiting to see how he did it.
So you're walking around as a human for, I'm guessing, years, if not eons, and you're like...
If not, yeah.
Is there like a mirror over here? Is that what's making me think this?
Yes, I don't... Yeah, does he like pop... Every time I look in the mirror, does he like play some... You know, does he pop up a little drawing that looks like what I think I'm seeing? I don't know.
Is my frog body like hidden behind his hand?
Yeah. I don't know. It's. I'm gonna find out and be like, duh.
I know. You know, but it's never satisfying, probably.
No, yes. You feel stupid.
The minute you see it, you're like, of course, yeah. Then you can't not see it. Then you can't not see it.
How did I ever decide? I don't know. But it's in the good shows.
Well, let's take a look at this shoe from every possible angle to see if there's a frog that's a prince behind it. Right during this break.
Right during this break?
Shut up.
You need this. But they'll miss it. Give me that dictionary.
Yeah, I've looked at this shoe from every angle. I don't see a frog hidden underneath it, or a human that's a frog, or something like that. So I think the turning into a shoe part was definitely real magic.
Maybe he was a magician who was also a wizard.
Maybe he's a wizard who got turned into a magician.
Oh, the terror. I thought that, I had a bad life.
That did happen once long ago to Borcellius the Cerulean. He was a wizard born just as I am, a pure magical force brought into this world to serve the forces of good. But then he wasted all his magic. He cast the biggest spell anyone's ever seen.
How big we talking?
It was so big.
How big was it?
It lit up the entire sky so bright.
How bright was it?
That even your mama couldn't sit around it.
Whoa! How your mama was it?
It was so bright, and everyone in Foon looked up, and they saw the magic, and they felt it in their hearts. But he had spent every bit of magic in himself, and then he just had to pull handkerchiefs out of hats and shit.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, that sucks to hear.
Also, you do a feat that great. It must be terrible to know that almost no one's going to say your name. Like, Borcellius the Cerulean, that's just not going to happen.
People aren't going to say that. That's a mouthful.
It's not very marketable.
Elizabeth Shue, let's maybe try and help you with finding the perfect woman. Let's look around the bar here. Da, 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 da.
Oh, hey, Pink Bear.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. No, it's the weird, sexy, scary chunt.
Yeah, that one, I would prefer I get a chance with her.
What, really?
There's something about her.
I mean, I don't want to yuck your yum. I'm just saying it's...
Don't yuck my yum. Disgusting.
My assumption is that you ripped your face off, and that face grew into this weird other chunt.
That's a wild assumption.
All right, that's a big leap.
Okay.
And you're next to a former frog.
I mean... Yes, he's been ripping his face off a lot lately, and those faces clearly were becoming sentient, but you assume that they all now are these fucked up chunts?
Not all of them. I'm just saying that's probably where the fucked up chunts came from.
Well,
the chunk of chunts.
Speaking of Borcellius the Cerulean, fucked up chunts is a lot to say. Can we just abbreviate it F for fucked, U for upped, C for chunts? Just call them little fucks.
Yeah, just a big fucks.
These little fucks running around here.
Can we also call Borcellius the Cerulean, let's shorten it to like Sarah Borellis?
Sarah Borellis, yes.
That's fine. Here, I have a crystal ball here. Here's a hilarious image of Arnie falling out of his broken chair.
Oh, I've never laughed in all the ages.
Never? Not even what? Not never?
You laughed earlier, didn't you?
Not like this!
That's true.
This one was a little more. It's just a tiny more.
But I'll change the image on the crystal ball. If you look closely, I shall show you an image of Titania, the most beautiful queen of all of Foon. Everyone falls in love with her. Now, Elizabeth, what do you think?
Oh, she's pretty, boy. And if I kiss her, I turn back into a real live human man again. What's with the, she's got kind of a weird ear. What's with the ear?
I guess I never noticed that.
Belleroths have like a weird ear. That's kind of their thing, I guess.
She used to wrestle in school? Was she like a wrestler?
No, she was a dancer and a singer and a poet and one of the most voraciously sexual women in all of Foon. Had many lovers beyond her husband.
Okay, I get it. Been around the block. A lot of people been in that dungeon.
Okay.
I tell you what, you know, I'm looking for a Rapunzel who hasn't let down her hair to everybody in town. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you also just? I have to ask since you brought it up. Are you looking for a wrestler?
I mean, I'm open. I don't like the cauliflower ear though. I mean, I think that maybe she got sex slammed all over the ground and it messed her ears up.
Okay.
Maybe that's why you got to put you got to cover your ears when you get tagged from some of the land's best.
So you are a bit of a prude. You don't think that women should be engaging in sexual acts.
I don't like sex at all. I don't like anything about it.
Oh, you don't like...
But gross. Yeah, is there... Oh, I hate to ask, I will.
Uh-huh.
Is there, like, What is like shoe sex? Is that even a thing?
Oh, damn it, Arnie.
Oh, I'll tell you. Most of the shoe sex I've had, I think most of the pleasure was for the guy. Sure. Jerking off in me. I don't get anything out of it. I don't. Uh-huh. It's sort of a one lane bridge, you know.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I could Somebody's see how that would turn you on. One person's coming, the other one, and I just want to get going. I don't like it. It sort of feels inappropriate, and it's not where that appendage goes. It's for feet, not for squirting.
All right, let's take a step back. Do you want to become human again? If you have these hang-ups, maybe you're happier as a shoe.
No, I want to be man more than the rings want to be around the planets. The clouds want to be around the sun. Dancers want to be around a DJ.
All right, so you do want to be human.
Am I missing out by not masturbating into my shoes at some point?
No. Look, I think perhaps what you should do is open your mind and be a little more generous when you think about those who you may find to kiss you and turn you back into a human. Because there maybe the perfect woman doesn't exist. Maybe it's just loving yourself enough to love someone else.
Your wisdom drips out of you like fecal
semen into a shoe.
Yeah.
I'm never wearing shoes again. I'm never wearing shoes again.
You don't wear shoes.
I'm not supposed to be this color. Oh. That's a lot of That's a lot of bop juice kind of slathered in. All right. You can see why I'm hiding.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross.
Oh, yes. Usador, I have an idea. Bring up an image of Cavitappi the Flawless.
Cavitappi the Flawless?
Oh, I like that. Yes. Oh, I like that name.
The demigoddess.
Cavitappi the Flawless. There she is.
Oh, my heel's getting stiff just thinking about it.
Well, just look at her. Don't think about it. Look at her. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, and the crystal ball. Okay.
Eh?
Not what I was picturing. I'm going to go back to what I was picturing just now, because that was getting me a-going.
Well, why don't you describe what you were picturing? Maybe that'll help.
Oh, a lady with white hair and dastardly eyebrows.
Hey. Oh, Arnie, grab a sketch pad and a pen.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, do that. Oh, and big old, a pair of big old lips.
Okay.
A pair of big old, big old just boing-de-doing the lips.
I'm going to spend some time on these lips, I think, drawing them.
Oh, take your time. Or slower. Draw real slow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Running out of paper.
Mm-hmm. And then could you make a little, can you make a sound of like an onomatopoeia of like honka honka right on the lips?
Sure. These are honka honka lips?
It's like coming out of the lips just by looking at them. Oh, my. You've drawn the goddess Athena.
Hold on. She's just hair, eyebrows, and big lips. No eyes, no neck, no body?
You're right. The perfect woman doesn't exist. There's nobody like this.
This is a pile of hair with some lips.
Yes, it's what I want. It's what I like. I like it.
I could probably do this, right?
Yeah. You, sir, can you just bring that drawing to life or something, like a cartoon?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let me...
Is this like a female fry guy?
What is that?
Something from my world, I guess.
I like that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Aren't the fry guys in the news recently?
Oh, my. I did not know heaven itself could burst through the Elysian fields and place bliss upon this realm. But yet, I've been mistaken once again. I'm sorry. Hold on. Can I talk to you for a second?
To her?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you need?
That's really how she's going to sound?
Oh, well, and you didn't give her a mouth or anything, so...
I gave her lips.
Just bare lips.
Yeah, but it's just hair with lips, so, like, what the hell is it supposed to sound like?
You know what you said? You said be open. You said be open.
I said be open, but I'll adjust it. I'll help it talk.
Oh, thank you.
Here, I'll lightly Hover my hand over it, and you see my fingers are glowing.
Yeah. Don't cover the lips. I want to see the lips.
No, I won't. As I speak the incantation, Aras Trancha Shashash Shirahas Asiti Thrahatraha. Now speak.
Okay, see, that's way better.
Okay.
Sounds like one of the little fox.
It's very nice to meet you. I am Prince Elizabeth of the future past. What is your name? It's very lovely to meet you.
So, what are you into?
Usador, quick, I'm going to make spaghetti. Put down some candles.
Arnie, put on a fake mustache.
Oh, okay, I have one in my pocket.
I've never been inside a lion.
So you just kind of fell into it, huh? That's interesting.
Hello, hey, welcome. Can I get some drinks for the two of you?
I would like the red thing I was having before. And for you, my lady.
Sex on the beach. All right, I'll be right back.
Ugh. Chunt, I think it's working. I think they might be falling in love.
So you got a sex on the beach, huh? You know what sex is, right? It's with P, right? P and P, and they go together. Yeah, it's kind of... It's gross.
Wait.
It's
like really... Did he learn about sex from that dictionary? What the fuck was that?
Oh, no. Wait. Here, let me see the book. Salacious Sapphire Sex. When two people or things piss into each other. Oh, no.
Why would you like me? I'm just a dumb old shoe that touches the ground most of my life.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. I'm going to take this mustache off. This is
Great warrior. Yeah, great hero.
I think we've maybe been going about this the wrong way this whole time. Perfect is always going to be perfect, a perfect match, maybe, right? Like, no one's perfect, but someone can be perfect for someone else. You're a shoe. You're one shoe. And look, I only have so many things that I brought from my world, but here. Here's one of my shoes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, are there tiny little ponds building inside my eyes that are welling up and now pouring down my face? And how big your heart is,
yeah,
that you would give me something that would keep your foot off of this disgusting land.
Yeah, I don't go around much anyway, though.
I don't know. I would die 1,000 deaths only to be resurrected again and die again in order to thank you.
It seems like Elizabeth likes the shoes, so I'm going to take this hair lip thing to the pound.
Wait, Usador, please.
What?
Can you take it to a farm?
Yeah, Chunt. I'll take it to a farm.
And Arnie,
Chunt, don't look. He just strangled it right
what?
Over there.
It's still kind of... It's like seizing. It's like seizing up.
How do you choke something that doesn't have a throat?
I don't know if you can kill it.
Oh, it's running up the wall. It went in the pipes.
No, well, that one got away from us.
They'll just hang out with those little fucks.
Arnie, since you were so generous, let me rip off my face here. And let me tie one of my faces to the bottom of your foot just to keep everything nice and tidy and dry.
Oh my.
This feels weird.
Oh my, it has lips. It has lips now that I could have kissed me.
Oh no.
Why don't we put this face on the shoe, not on my foot? I don't want him to kiss my foot.
I don't want him to kiss my face.
I'm kissing the foot.
Okay.
Get over here.
Okay.
Ooh. If this is what sex feels like, I think I want to do it on the beach.
Guys, I hate to point this out, but I think there's semen coming out of that shoe now. I don't know if it's his.
I'm trying to pee on your face, but
I don't think this guy was a priest.
Yeah, I think this is a pervert shoe. Guys.
Gotcha! You fools! I've done it again! Hey! Oh, that's like a thousand in a row. Now, I don't want to be a... I don't want to be a human! I just want to be a pervert shoe!
Oh,
you have crossed a wizard. And now you shall earn my ire. You have made a mistake here today, Elizabeth Shoe.
Get him, Isidore.
No longer shall you torment those with your strange tricks and your perverse ways, for I shall transform you. Into a frog.
Hell yeah! This is what I really wanted.
God damn it.
It really worked. No, this is what I was originally before I was a dumb idiot human, and then I got turned into a shoe, and then this was the long con, boys.
Damn it.
Yep. Oh, I am a prince. I'm a prince in a land called Pondahuga. I am the prince king of the frog dudes. And listen, I get mad lily pad, if you know what I'm talking about.
What?
Oh, I do it froggy style. I am into it.
Damn.
I can't stop doing it. I have a problem.
Quick, catch him.
You'll never get me. all right. Yeah, I'll just hop inside this vent here. Wait. Oh, no! It's the lip thing!
I can't believe I fell for that again.
That exact scenario?
Yes.
What? How many times has this exact thing happened to you?
I don't know. Probably like 6.
What? There was like 800 different factors in this moment. That led up to this exact moment.
Once in a while, you meet a piece of clothing that says it's a prince from the future and that it used to be a frog that got turned into a human and then it wants to be human again. And then you get mad at it when you realize it's tricked you and it's a sexual pervert. And then you turn it back into the frog. And then it turns out that it just, you know, goes back to the frog kingdom it was from. Except this one got killed by that that hair thing in the pipe.
Man, there's a lot of blood coming out of that pipe. Whatever happened in there, it's going to stink.
Oh, he'll be fine.
The thing is, listeners, we don't get to choose what's canon. And now, this is. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Elizabeth the Talking Shoe was played by a less desperate to please Martin Short. Wait, no, it was played by special guest Nick Vatterott. Check out Nick's stand-up comedy film, Disingenuous, available on Amazon Prime in the US and on Vimeo around the globe. Want to see a live show? Let me clarify, want to see a live show of this podcast? There's going to be a Hello from the Magic Tavern Winter Solstice live show in Chicago at Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th. Besides its regular guests, none of whom are announced yet, the Chicago live show will have an opening act. Masters of Mayhem Live with Baron Ragoon, Dripfang, and Squibbert. Find a link for tickets in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by thousands of undead spirits trapped in an amethyst scepter. Wait, no, that's the moth. Made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Brian Quinn, Mundane Charlie, a descriptor no one is arguing with, Lydia Chang, Oliver Wingate, Sassy, Amy Prim, Trevor Kindle, Issa Ogden, who adds, "You guys are awesome! Oh, if you knew what I knew, Issa!" Where Papa Foon, Corey Welch, Tarion, Corin Flanders, Tom Arnold, Carolyn Gaelic, that's a Star Wars name and I won't be told otherwise, Belle, Lisa Heslop, and Amanda B. Patrons get ad-free versions of new episodes and the entire back catalog, including all the spin-off series. They also get at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting our little production, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.